From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is writer and founder of BrokeAssStewart.com, Stuart Shuffman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. Stuart published the anthology, The Dreams I Dreamt, Letters to San Francisco. It's a free collection of stories and poems from writers who express why they love the city. And right now, we're going to hear Stuart's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is Unstaged in San Francisco. It's a block party on Market Street between 5th and 6th. The celebration is meant to highlight Mid-Market's theater history. There'll be live music, cooking classes, a performance in the F Muni train, and a whole lot more. Stuart, with so many things going on at this event, where am I going to find you? What should we be doing at Unstaged?
That's a very good question. There should be so much going on. I think, at least me personally, I'm just going to kind of see where the wind blows me, because it can be performance, but also like interactive too. So I'll probably just, you know, see, but I'm excited to see how they're going to be activating the open top Muni cars, because that's pretty cool. And also like, it almost feels like to a point like between Downtown First Thursdays and then this new event and then also the Tenderloin Art Walk, it's almost like pretty soon I'm hoping that they activate all of downtown San Francisco every first Thursday. So this is just a beautiful addition to all the things that are going on now. And I can't wait to see what they unveil. You know, it's just starting out. Scott Lefkoff is involved in his Mystic Midway, and it's going to be lots of interesting freaks in the best way possible. Really colorful performers.
A lot going on in San Francisco on Thursday. That's Unstaged on Market Street in San Francisco. And you can check it out on the first Thursday of October and November, and it is free. Your next pick is Neon and Punk at the Tenderloin Museum. One of the museum's most notable features is its 25-foot neon sign that says Tenderloin on one side and Cadillac on the other. This event celebrates the collaboration between the nonprofit SF Neon and the Tenderloin Museum. Musician Chuck Prophet will be DJing and spinning punk music, and guests can learn the history of these signs. Stuart, why should we be interested in signs?
I don't know about you, but I'm just a nerd for neon. I love the way it illuminates things. I love the way it looks. It's cool. If you go down and look at old photos of Market Street from before early 70s, late 60s, it was all neon. All the signs were neon. And for some reason, at some point, the powers that be thought, neon, it's a nuisance. It's a public problem. And so they got rid of a lot of neon signs. But the ones that are left are beautiful. And so now, you know, there's so much work towards like building the heritage around them and protecting them. And so SF Neon's doing a great job of that. And obviously the Tenderloin Museum is doing a great job of like, you know, like, hey, there's so much great history in the Tenderloin. And so the two of them connecting for this event and then having Chuck Prophet DJ, it's awesome. Because Chuck Prophet's been playing, you know, been making loud music here in San Francisco for decades, you know? So it's a great combination of cool folks doing good stuff. And I just love neon personally.
And I think that's so cool, you know, that people are trying to preserve that history, because it is nice when you do see a neon sign, just like how it illuminates in the city in the dark in certain areas. Plus the punk music, that sounds like a great event.
Absolutely.
That's Neon and Punk at the Tenderloin Museum in San Francisco, and it happens tonight. And your final pick is Hubba Hubba Review at the DNA Lounge. It's a burlesque and variety show that mixes comedy and circus. They have aerialists, fire twirlers, pole dancers, and just all kind of other performances. This year marks their 18th anniversary. Stuart, this show is a big part of San Francisco culture. I love Hubba Hubba Review. Haven't been in a long time. What do you like about it?
I love what they do. They're one of the longest running burlesque shows in the nation, I'm pretty sure, definitely in San Francisco. In fact, they're one of the longest running shows consecutively in San Francisco. They've been doing it for 18 years, and it's just like a lovely taste of weird old San Francisco, the San Francisco that I came up in. You know, circus arts and burlesque and nipple tassels. What more do you want, you know? And you're supporting local art, because like people don't do burlesque to get rich. They do it because they love the art form of it. And so by doing this, you're celebrating this cool old pastime that it's really special. And San Francisco has a great history of it. So I love Hubba Hubba Review.
Yeah, I love burlesque too. And I just love the art of it. And just like kind of how you said, like just how many different ways you can do it. So nipple twirlers and circus acts and making you laugh and comedy and like absolutely. Titillating and all that kind of stuff. All day one. Shout out to Hubba Hubba Review.
Absolutely.
That's the Hubba Hubba Review at the DNA Lounge in San Francisco. Their next show is this Sunday, and their shows are every third Sunday of the month. I've been speaking with writer Stuart Shuffman. The anthology, The Dreams I Dreamt, Letters to San Francisco, is available now on his website, BrokeAssStuart.com, and it is free, and it is really, really good. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org, and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Tarek Fuda. I'm Janae Darden.